वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
page 151, text number 19.
Shvavid varaho shakarai,
Shvavid varaho shakarai,
Sangstutak purushak pashu,
Sangstutak purushak pashu,
Najat karna pato peto,
Najat karna pato peto,
Jatu namo kadagajaha,
Jatu namo kadagajaha,
Shvavid varaho shakarai,
Shvavid varaho shakarai,
Sangstutak purushak pashu,
Sangstutak purushak pashu,
Najat karna pato peto,
Najat karna pato peto,
Jatu namo kadagajaha,
Jatu namo kadagajaha,
Shvavid varaho shakarai, Shavit-varaho-shakarai-saṃsutak-puruṣak-paśu
Saṃsutak-puruṣak-paśu
Najyat-karna-pato-peto
Najyat-karna-pato-peto
Jātu-nā-makadāgajaha
Jātu-nā-makadāgajaha
Shavit-varaho-shakarai
Shavit-varaho-shakarai
A village hog who eats stool.
Vushka,
a camel.
Karai,
and by the asses.
Sangstutaha,
perfectly praised.
Purushaha,
a person.
Pashu,
animal.
Na,
never.
Jat,
of him.
Karna,
ear.
Pato,
pass.
Upetaha,
reached.
Jatu,
at any time.
Nama,
the holy name.
Goda Agarjaha,
Lord Krishna, the deliverer from all evils.
Translation.
Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, praise those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from evils.
One who does not listen to the glories of the Lord, because the human life, his life is meant for learning how to engage our senses in the service of the Lord. That is the mission of human life. In other life, the senses are engaged for sense gratification. And in the human life, when we have got developed consciousness, at that time, the senses are meant for being engaged in the service of the Lord. So, ear is the most important sense, because our spiritual enlightenment begins from this sense. Here, Jatat Parnapasupita, Parnapasa means oralization. So, one has to go to hear from the realized person, guru, spiritual master. That is the meaning. Shruti, Srotriyam, Brahmanishtha. One has to approach a spiritual master, Srotriyam, who has also heard from spiritual master. Is our knowledge is by hearing, Shruti. Therefore, Vedas are called Shruti. Shruti means, this is not experimental knowledge. This knowledge is acquired by hearing. Yes, sir. If you have got nice receptive power, through the ear, then ear like can be sufficient. You don't require to use any other sense. This one sense will make you correct. Therefore, those who are not taking advantage of this facility of hearing, he may be a very big man in the estimation of persons who are like dogs, asses, camels, and such nice animals. You can say, oh, here is a big bear. And Mr. Satan says, such a great politician, great scientist, so we must praise. But the Bhagavad says, whether he has given any oral deception about Krishna, that is the case. No, he has no knowledge about Krishna. Then he must be praised by persons who are like camels, asses, dogs, hogs. That means no human being will praise him. If he is voted or praised, they both must be coming from the asses, dog, hog, pleasure. That is going on. Asses, hogs, dogs, camels, they are giving vote. How they can select? These animals, any animal, they do not know which person is perfect and he should be selected as leader. They do not know. Shudras. Shudras are even the same thing. So, people are being educated like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So, how they can expect any real happiness? That is not possible. The taste should be public, general public. They may be like cats, dogs, hogs, naturally, because they have no sufficient education. Not they are expected to be highly educated, general mass of people. But if arrangement is made to give them chance of hearing Hare Krishna mantra, then they will be very good. Perfectness. That should be the policy of Krishna consciousness movement. We should expect the general mass of people know better than dogs, hogs. You see, in your country, dog is best friend. Because he is a dog. Therefore, he has chosen the best friend, dog. And cow, mother, giving milk and actually drinking, then have to be slaughtered out. You see? It is not an animal. It's making friendship with dog and sending mother to the slaughter. What is your answer? This is my chance against your country. What is your answer? Yes. Respectfully, personally, then making friendship with dog. It has no value except creating some offense. The dog's business is, you are not offended, still, it will offend. Go. I have not entered your house while you are bathing. No, it is his business. He disturbs you. He has come. He has experienced. Unnecessarily, they come, at least make a show to attack. Then he is offending. Suppose you are passing on the road, and if I come with a stick, why you have come here? Is it not offense? All right, if I trespass in your house, you can attack me with a stick. Now in your country, one can kill. Such a nice mentality. But men are also like that. They deserve to be killed. This is going on. So the animal society. You cannot believe a man. Just like animal cannot believe another animal. Really. So it is very rightly. Savit Braha Ustak Kharap. Savit Braha Ustai Ustak Kharai. Sanskruta Purusha Pashu. The general mass of people is no better than these animals. And they are voting to select their leader, whom they will vote. Another Pashu, another animal. Because they have no choice. They are animals, and how they can select a man? A man means karna patopita, one who is hearing about Krishna, is man. Other is how animals. Now you say, how this charge can be refuted by you? Bhagavad says, he is not a man. Najat karna patopeta jatu namodata agraja. He may be in the form of a man, but if he has not heard about Krishna, if he has not given oral reception to Krishna katha, then he is pashu, enemy. And what kind of animal? Dog, hog, camel, cat. why these nice animals have been selected. That is described. Now we can see the purpose.
The general mass of people, unless they are trained systematically for a higher standard of life and spiritual values, are no better than the animals. And in this verse, they have been particularly put on the level of the dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Modern university education practically prepares one to acquire a doggish mentality to accept the service of a greater master. Like the dogs, after finishing a so-called education, the so-called educated person moves from door to door with applications for some service, and mostly they are driven away, informed of no vacancy. As the dogs are negligible animals, and serve the master faithfully for bits of bread, similarly one serves a master without sufficient rewards. Persons who have no discrimination in the matter of foodstuff, and who eat all sorts of rubbish, are compared with the hogs. Hogs are very much attached to eating stool. So the stool is a kind of foodstuff for a particular type of animal. And even the stones are eatable.
This is very important. Why? Hog has been selected. Hog has no discrimination. He is prepared to eat even stool. Therefore, hog. The people are now eating anything, everything. So we have heard that in Korea they eat cats, snakes, dogs, none of this is also saying anything. They don't know this community. No discrimination. Jiva jivasa jivanam. One living entity is the source of vital strength for another living entity. That is law. Just like we are vegetarian. We are vegetarian, we are also eating some, not killing, but eating. We are taking fruit. That means we are not killing the tree. We are taking grain. We are not killing the cow. We are eating meat, but we are not eating, drinking the blood. Milk is nothing but blood of cows. But we know the art how to drink the blood of cow without killing. That is illusion. That is illusion. Medically, they say the cow's blood or bull's blood is very attractive. And that is accepted. But you must know the art. It is the arrangement of God that cows make. Cows own meat, she does not drink, she eats blood. That means God's arrangement is like that. That let the human being drink the milk of cows, and the cow may eat blood. Because they haven't got good breath. Foodstuffs should be given, nice foodstuffs should be given to this particular person for developing nice brain. Milk is a foodstuff which can develop your finer tissues of the brain so that you can understand higher philosophy. And if you become blunt and eat meat by killing any animal, then how will you understand the finite people given in the human form of life for understanding spiritual things? Vinapa suguna. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj says, Vinapa suguna. Nidvitta tarasa irupa giyamana. Bhavau sadhi chotra mano virama. उत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवाद, उत्तम श्लोक कृष्ण गुणानुवाद ग्लोरिफाइंग हिज एक्टिविटी हु कैन बी डायरेक्ट ऑफ दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी बिना पशुधना अनलेस ही इज ए एनिमल फीलर अनलेस ही इज एनिमल फीलर नोबडी विल डिनाय टू हियर अबाउट कृष्ण Because the animal killer, they have lost their brain. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so great that even who has lost his brain, he can be revived by hearing Hare Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ketadatmanamad. Yes, in the age, everyone is fallen. But he can be, elevated to the position of nice brain. How? By Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Simple very short. So in this age, everyone is blank-headed, animal killer. They cannot understand what is Krishna Katha, what is Krishna life. They see actually. They know that all in this. They feel disturbance. What is people are chanting? What is this? They cannot make any solution of the problems. Just like after he was speaking, the government is embarrassed. How to solve the question of intoxication, energy taking? They could not. Huge amount of spending. But here is the remedy, they will not take. Why? Pashukana, killing, animal killer. The animal cannot take it. Dina Pashukana, Dina means without. Unless one is animal killer, he cannot give up this opportunity of hearing about Krishna. Therefore we forbid no meat eating. This is a qualification. Unless you stop meat eating, you cannot understand. Blank head. So, this fog has been specially mentioned because he has the discrimination of food. Our Ramakrishna mission, they say, what is there in food? Whatever you like, you can eat. It has nothing to do with spiritual life. Nonsense. You see? Ahar, Shuddha Ahar, even George said, Barnard song, he wrote one book, that you are what you eat. Actually, that is so. Why there are so many varieties of foodstuff? Because there are varieties of men. Those are meat eaters. If you give them so many varieties of fruits and sundaes and rasgulla, he won't like it. He won't like it. If before the hog you put nice first class halwa, no sir, stool, give me stool, where for hog? All right. One who has no discrimination of food stuff, he is going to be hog next life. That is the punishment I mentioned. One who are loitering in the street naked, they are going to have next life three. Stand up naked for 10,000 of years. That's all. But they are enjoying and showing beauty by nakedness. But nature will not tolerate. What do you think? Their nature. They do not consider how one living entity has got the body of a tree, how one living entity has got the body of a hawk, how one living entity has got the body of a demigod, how one has got the body of a Vaishnava. They do not know. They do not know. The education is so grand. They do not even consider that these are, they say, Darwin theory developing the body. So, the education is going on in that way. This is our position. We should take advantage of the scientific knowledge given by Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam. Amalam Puranam. Spotless education. Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, in the beginning, Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Dharma Projita Kaitavayatra. Atra Srimad Bhagavatam, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, one cheating type of religious system is kicked out. Kicked out. In religion, where there is no description of food star, what is the religion? What is the religion? This is fanaticism. That is not religion. Religion is to understand God. And one cannot understand God, the purest of all pure, unless one is pure. Next part.
And even the stones are eatable by a particular type of animal or bird. But the human being is not meant for eating everything and anything, save grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, sugar, etc. Animal food is not meant for the human being. For chewing solid food, the human being has a particular type of teeth meant for cutting fruits and vegetables. The human being is endowed with two canine teeth as a concession.
Our teeth is just like fruit, you can easily cut. But if you take meat, there is no lesson. Unnecessary. But if you take fruit, immediately cut. So that is discrimination. That we have to take some food, but what kind of food is healthy? So, our Krishna consciousness movement is you take only Krishna prasadam. That's all. You save, you are saved. Even if I cannot discriminate Krishna's prasadam and take, it is transcendent. I don't require any discrimination. Don't require. Krishna prasad. And Krishna says, patram kusvam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajatshati. We offer Krishna food stuff what he wants. Krishna is God. He can take anything. He can eat the whole world. And eating the whole world means all animals are men, all everything, vegetables, non-vegetables, everything goes. This place, Jasodama saw within the mouth of the whole universe. So Krishna can take everything. But he does not stay. Because he appears to educate us. Therefore, he is giving very important cow keeping, tending the cows, personally taking, protect cows. He is stealing butter, showing us these things should be stolen. If you have no money, then you steal and eat. You see, these things are eatable. produce huge quantity of milk and make so many preparations out of it and become healthy. This is the instruction of Krishna is giving. Otherwise, what Krishna business? He has got to do some such business. No. He is teaching us. Even the urine of cow is well. Stool of cow is well. Krishna, in his, while he is crawling on the earth, he captures the tail of a cup and he drags him. And he's near with all stools and urine of the cow. Krishna enjoys. He's crying. But even the stool and urine of cow is well. What to speak of is milk. Cow is so important. Personally, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is teaching us. And he's ordering. In the Bhagavad Gita, patram puslam phalam tuyam yumi bhakta prajacchati. He is mentioning especially vegetable greens, fruits, but not that everyone can offer Krishna all these things. No. He says, yumi bhakta prajacchati. He does not accept anything from the hand of a non-devotee. Therefore, a non-initiated student cannot offer. He doesn't accept. He says, especially, Yomi bhaktya prajacchati. He must be a devotee. He is not hungry that he has come to your temple to eat. No. He is giving food to all the living entities, eko bhunang vidudhati kaman, that one Krishna is giving all the necessities of life to all the living entities. So what we can offer? We cannot offer anything. Everything belongs to Krishna. Still, he is very kind. He comes before you, and you can handle him. As you can dress him, as you can walk him, you can touch his lotus feet, Krishna is giving a chance. It is very difficult to approach Krishna. But Krishna is so kind that he has appeared in your temple and he is accepting according to the rules and regulations that you offer. He will accept. This is the process of deity worship. If you have no such feeling that here is Krishna personally present and he has given me the chance in a way by which I can approach him, and if I think he is stone, he is wood, I can do anything, he cannot see, then you worship only stone and wood, not Krishna. Practice. If you are not fully Krishna conscious, if you do not know who is he, then your effect will be touching the stone and wood. That's all. So everyone of you must be very careful that here is Krishna personally present. Not that a wood and stone. As atheist thing, atheist will think, they are worshipping a wood, a stone statue, because they have their idea worshipping a great man. They make also statue, but place them in the open air, and their worship is by the stools of crows. Worship. No. The crows take it a place of passing stool on the head of your leader. That is their method of worship. They are respecting President George Washington, keeping a statue and honoring him with his tool of crows. This is their intelligence. This is their intelligence. And our Indian people are also imitating. I have seen one statue of Sarasvati Mukherjee. He was a very special man. And Gandhi. The whole year, the crows pass through on the face. It becomes covered with school. And the day of their anniversary, the municipal washing brass street, the brass was in the morning. The brass was even. Because there's no gentleman will go. He has to call some sweeper. So he'll brass the face of Sarasvati Mukherjee and wash. And then in the evening, big garden. In the morning it was washed with municipal brass. And in the evening there is big garden. So people have become so, therefore they are compared with these dogs, asses, camels. They have no intelligence. We are worshipping deities. Shall we allow like that? That is worship. But this is a fictitious thing. And they are thinking, we are honoring Sarasvati Mukherjee or President John. Like that. Such foolish person. If I know that this is Sarasvati Mukherjee, how I can allow his mouth to be washed by the municipal brush? No, they know it is stone. It is stone. Therefore it has been forbidden. Atche siladhi gurusu naramati vaishnavi jati buddhi. If anyone, the deity in the temple thinks siladhi, stone and wood, vaishnavi jati buddhi, if anyone considers a vaishnav and a certain particular race or caste, Guru Sunamati, if one considers Guru as ordinary human being, then he is finished. This is a problem. We should know the Achyavigraha, the worshipful deity, supreme personality of Godhead himself, present. He is not wood and stone, but because we cannot touch except wood and stone, therefore he has appeared as wood and stone. He is not Buddha. He is all powerful. So, to show me favor, somebody says, here is Krishna standing, but I have no eyes to see Krishna. Spirit, I cannot see even your spirit, my spirit. Spirit is there, but I have no eyes to see the spirit. What to speak of touching? Therefore, Krishna, although he is spirit, in connection with him, he is stone also. Because everything is Krishna. Everything is product of Krishna. Energy. So we are not worshipping stone. We are worshipping Krishna in a form which is tangible for us. That's all. Not that Krishna is stone. Krishna is stone also. Because stone is nothing but Krishna's energy. So in this way, you should understand what is Krishna consciousness. Don't remain foolish. Perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge. Jasmin vijnati sabam idam vijnatam avanti. Simply if you understand Krishna, everything will be known to you. And if you actually understand Krishna, then your life is successful. That man who has understood me rightly. see no more coming back to accept his temporary material body. He comes to me. So try to understand Krishna, and the beginning is Karnapatha, this whole of the year. Lend your ears to your family. Give all to me. That's all. Jagat Karnapatho Peta. It is not that you have to pass MSc, GSc. No. Simply lend your ear. Oh. Let us hear about this. Then everything is lost. Thane sita sitigatang tanuang manohi. Krishna is unconquerable. But if you simply hear about him in your position, Sutigatan, through the oral reception, you conquer Krishna. Since Krishna's name is Ajito, nobody can conquer Krishna. But if you simply hear about Krishna, time will come, you conquer Krishna. Like the gopis, they conquer Krishna. Krishna was within the hand of the grip of the gopis. Krishna could not go away, even an inch from Vrindavan, from the gopis. What was their education? Their village girls. Now, I mean, uneducated girls, village girls, but they conquered Krishna. So this oral reception is so great.
The human being is endowed with two canine teeth as a concession for such persons who will eat animal food at any cost. It is known to everyone that one man's food is another man's poison. Human beings are expected to accept the remnants of food offered to Lord Sri Krishna, and the Lord accepts foodstuff from the categories of leaves, flowers, fruits, etc. Bhagavad Gita 9:26. No animal food is offered to the Lord as prescribed by Vedic scriptures. Therefore, a human being is meant to eat a particular type of food. He should not imitate the animals to derive so-called vitamin values. Therefore, a person who has no discrimination in regard to eating is compared with a hog. A camel is a kind of animal which takes pleasure in eating corn. Similarly, a person who wants to enjoy family life or the worldly life of enjoyment is compared with a camel. Materialistic life is full of thorns, so one should live only by the prescribed method of Vedic regulations, just to make the best use of a bad bargain. Life in the material...
Is it not materialistic way of life? Is lying down on thorns, is it not like that? So, the so-called materialistic way of life, tātala sai kate mari vindu sama sutomita ramani samādhi. Society depends on Jīvan Lāna. Jīvan Lāna is over. It is simply full of thorns, that's all. But the canon likes that thought. Therefore, those who do not understand what is the value of materialistic way of life, they are just like camel. Camel is eating thorns and cutting the tongue and blood is coming out. It is mixed with thorns. He is thinking that it is very nice food. Actually, he is tasting his own blood. And he's thinking thorn is very nice. Similarly, those who are materialistic persons, working day and night very hard, eating his own blood, and he's thinking he's very happy. therefore they have planet. That's all I have it.
Thank you.